The next patient is Helen Venema. The last name is V like in Victor, E like in Echo, N like in November, E like in Echo, M like in Mike, A like in Alpha. This is a clinical case of a 91-year-old a white female that we follow in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. The patient has remained in very stable condition. The serum creatinine still is 1.5 to 1.9. This time is 1.71. The estimated EFR is 28. And there is evidence of significant proteinuria. The patient has been stable. This kidney disease is associated to the aging process plus hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Number two, arterial hypertension that seems to be under control. Today's blood pressure reading was 169 or 79. The patient states that at the ALF where she lives, the blood pressure has been much better than this. She continues to take the hydralazine 25 milligrams BID, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, and tribenzor 40-5-25 daily. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. Following number, the patient this time shows evidence of anemia with a hemoglobin of 10.8. She's not a candidate at this point to receive a ESA. However, we'll be attentive. Following number, hypomagnesemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is not as good control as it was before when she was taking the PPIs. Now she takes famotidine. Following number, the hyperlipidemia is under control. Cholesterol is 137 with an HDL 49 and LDL of 67. The patient has coronary artery disease, status post CABG. And she has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is followed by Dr. Wong, W-O-N-G. She's oxygen dependent. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 4 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face 15 minutes and the documentation 5 minutes.